Harper Audio presents So Be It by Sarah Weeks, read by Cherry Jones. Chapter 1. Heidi. If truth was a crayon, and it was up to me to put a wrapper around it and name its color, I know just what I would call it. Dinosaur skin. I used to think, without really thinking about it, that I knew what color that was. But that was a long time ago, before I knew what I know now about both dinosaur skin and the truth. The fact is, you can't tell squat about the color of an animal just from looking at its bones, so nobody knows for sure what color dinosaurs really were. For years, I looked at pictures of them, trusting that whoever was in charge of coloring them in was doing it based on scientific fact. But the truth is, they were only guessing. I realized that one afternoon, sitting in the front seat of Sheriff Roy Franklin's squad car, the fall before I turned 13. Another thing I found out right around that same time is that not knowing something doesn't mean you're stupid. All it means is that there's still room left to wonder. For instance, about dinosaurs. Were they the same color as the sky the morning I set off for Liberty? Or were they maybe the same shade of brown as the dust my shoes kicked up on the driveway at Hilltop Home? I'd be lying if I said that given a choice, I wouldn't rather know than not know. But there are some things you can just know for no good reason other than that you do. And then there are other things that no matter how badly you want to know them, you just can't. The truth is, whether you know something or not, doesn't change what was. If dinosaurs were blue, they were blue. If they were brown, they were brown, whether anybody ever knows it for a fact or not. Chapter 2. Debt. One thing I knew for a fact from the time I knew anything at all was that I didn't have a father. What I had was Mama and Bernadette, and as far as I was concerned, that was plenty. Bernadette started off being the next-door neighbor, but that didn't last for very long. My mother loved me in her own special way, but she couldn't take care of me herself because of her bum brain. Bernie once explained it to me by comparing Mama to a broken